And just some housekeeping before we get started. Remember to use your mic when you're speaking and then turn it back off again when you're not speaking. And if you haven't signed in, there's a sign-in sheet over on the counter there. And it's yours, all yours, Dan.
The meeting's called to order. I guess roll call, we should. Would you do a roll call of all the members that are here? I guess just say who the guests are, too.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take care of that. Okay, so for those online, we have Eric Fuller.
Yes.
Yeah. Kent Cash.
Here.
Lloyd Lycan. And he stepped away for a second, but he was just here. Yeah. and then guests, we have Nancy Halverson, Jackie Lane, and county staff online, Rocky Houston. And do you want to go around the room here internally?
Sure.
So Kevin Tyler, county staff.
Danielle Cowley, staff.
Daniel Weaver. Chair.
John Schaefer.
Mark Daniels.
Neil Chambers.
Jim Pearson, Railroad Advisory Board.
Dave Hill.
This is Lloyd Lycan. I don't see myself, but I'm here.
Yeah. You were gone when we called you. Jim Molinowski wrote to me and said he would not be here. And Rick Denise from Battleground will not be here. Rick Denise. Okay, has everybody read the minutes from the last meeting?
I move to accept the minutes. I second.
Okay, the minutes, it's been moved and seconded to adopt the minutes as distributed. Any questions, comments, or discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of accepting the minutes as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? CX activities, we don't have any. Hear from BYCX.
No, they did not. Randy Williams said he's out of town. And then we're getting some chat from a couple of folks about that it was difficult to hear you, Dan. So I don't know if, can you do a little test in your microphone again? We'll see.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Yeah, I'm not hearing much come through the speakers when you're. I wonder if the microphone is faulty.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
I can hear him, but it was a lot louder.
So you may just need to hold the microphone a little closer to your mouth when you speak.
I'm making both.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we'll just go move right into county activities then.
Thanks. So on the grant RRB 1230, that's the railroad rehabilitation project, we have received the 99% plan specs and estimate from our consultant, HDR, And so that's been circulated internally for review and comment and trying to get to final. The bid schedule is still on track for bidding in August, and then it would be awarding a contract in September, opening bids in September and awarding a contract in September. And we're also looking at ways to establish bid alternates, which is a way to essentially, you know, the amount of work that we have, and depending on how prices come in because of inflation right now, it's hard to estimate steel prices, rock prices, everything's going through the roof. So we're looking at doing some bid alternates where we can maximize the amount of work that we do based on the bids that we receive in. So if bids come in higher than expected, we can adjust and have that flexibility. Or if they come in lower than expected, we can adjust and have that flexibility and get as much work done as possible without leaving money on the table, essentially. So that project is coming along nicely. The second grant, GCB 3592, that one includes more roadbed rehabilitation and then also the bridge repair work. I don't have much to speak to on that one right now. Our project manager's on vacation. He should be back in the next week, and then I'll have more information for our next meeting. But we finalized the negotiations with Department of Transportation and using Portland-Vancouver Junction Railroad input, and so we have the finalized scope of work, and it just needs to be signed by both parties. But in the meantime, we're not stopping work. We're continuing to make progress.
And that's 2 million?
It's 2.7 and change, yeah, minus some of the money that was already spent on some design work for, I think it was Bridge 12 Cedars, and a small amount of design and planning work that was done on Bridge 18.
And how much was the first one, 1230?
It's approximately 1.5, just under 1.5. And we still don't have a grant agreement for the additional $500,000 that the legislature has directed towards the railroad. WashDOT is working on that.
Okay.
Signal repairs, I hope to select a contractor this week. So I have a construction manager assigned from our team, and we're going to do an evaluation process on 4 or 5 construction contractors that do signal repairs, and then we'll start negotiating a contract and get those repairs scheduled and work going as soon as possible. Then the next, it's hard to estimate at this point, but it could take a couple of months to get under contract and get it before council and get their approval. And then the last thing was just a reminder about the Open Public Meeting Act training. I have the certificates of training. If you're ready to certify that you've completed the training, see me afterwards, and just give me your John Hancock. And if you haven't done it yet, what we'll probably move to next is just we will work on a DocuSign agreement that we'll send this to you so you can electronically sign it, and then it'll come back to us and we'll provide you with a copy, and we'll have a copy on file. So that's it for county business right now, unless there are any questions.
On the first grant, did you say that you want to have it bid in August or advertised in August?
Sorry, yes, advertised in August, bid opening in early September. I believe the bid opening is scheduled for the first day after the Labor Day weekend, so that Tuesday.
Okay. And then the work will be done next year? Will they start?
We hope to start work this year.
Okay.
So and start, yeah.
30 days later?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I guess they can work on most of that through the winter, can't they?
Correct.
Yeah.
I think it's approximately 50 days of construction. So probable start of construction in October, and so there could be a bit of work done this year.
Okay.
Okay, I will make a comment on the information we got from Eric on his car count. He's back up to the car count that's
pre-COVID. It looks like back to almost, back to 2017. It's back up to 443 cars for this year-to-date. So he's probably pretty happy with that. All right, the bylaws, we, excuse me, we distributed the bylaws last time, did we not?
Yep.
Yes. Do we want to take a vote on those as whether to accept them? Do we need to vote separately for each thing, like the mission statement, the bylaws, and then the code adjustment?
Yeah, we would need to have a vote for each one of those separately. And then all of these things would be subject to county legal review before we push them forward to council. But and then unless there's any discussion or recommended changes on any of these, so.
Okay. Yeah, finally. That's probably part of what I've lost. Can't find it. Anyway, it's been distributed, and let's talk about the mission statement first. Do you have that handy?
No, I got.
Yeah. So in the minutes or in the agenda packet today, you'll have first a copy of the county code, the existing versus the proposed. We have copies over there on the counter if you haven't grabbed one yet. And then the bylaws.
Grab me a copy.
Again, it's existing and then proposed. And then the last one is the mission statement, existing and then proposed. So in that order.
Are those on the link?
They should be on the link.
I got them on there.
You did? Yeah. And they're on the website as well. So I don't recall if they were sent with the meeting invite itself, but they are on the website. Let me look at what Chris sent. It looks like it's just the agenda.
You should sit over there.
So we can see there.
Yeah, it's right on the website right here.
Yeah, so it is on the website.
On the railroad advisory board.
If you scroll down to the meeting for last week and today, it should be under both of them.
Which one is first?
First in the packet today is the county code. Yeah.
Kent, do you want to talk about that at all?
I'm desperately looking for it, but I'll just use the paper cut. What is it you'd like to see us?
Well, on that, I mean, I guess the only thing we changed of any significance was that it's now updated to reflect what our code is, county councils, and then we kind of...
We thinned out all the organizations.
Pardon me?
We had taken all the specific organizations out of the mission statement.
Forest Service, all that.
Right. It had a list of all the organizations that should be considered members, and we basically changed it to more of a neutral, to take in all organizations that have an interest in and or a need for input from them regarding the railroad. So it's a more neutral as opposed to specific things, because you're not sure you left somebody out or put somebody in that shouldn't be in or whatever. So we made it more neutral that it included anybody that had an interest was affected by the railroad.
Okay.
And that's about the only thing we changed. Okay, do we have any other discussion on it? Anybody want to make any comments or anything regarding it?
Move we adopt the...
Okay, it's been moved we adopt that.
I second.
It's been moved and second we adopt that Railroad Advisory Board code section to be approved as necessary and I guess finalized by the county council, is that correct?
Yeah, that's my understanding. And so maybe an appropriate motion would be to recommend that the council adopt the code change, yeah.
We approve it and recommend it go forward to the appropriate reviews. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Now, the next thing is the, let's do the mission statement.
That's the mission statement.
That's not the mission, this is the same thing. That's not the mission statement, it's just a paragraph.
What is that?
That's this thing.
Oh, that's the one with all the lines, okay. Yeah, hang on. Bylaws, mission statement.
Okay, next we have the mission statement, Railroad Advisory Board.
That's the proposed.
This has been worked on by a number of different people throughout and I pulled it out of the archives that has been worked on. It's never been proposed as such, but we looked at it in the small group that we had looking at them and decided it sounded pretty good. So let me just read it real quick. The Railroad Clark County Advisory Board mission statement. The mission of the Railroad Advisory Board, RAB, is to suggest developmental and operational options for the railroad that will be instrumental in making the railroad a public resource and a revenue generator for Clark County and ultimately financially self-supporting. The ultimate goal in the ownership of the railroad and the railroad right-of-way shall be to provide positive economic impact, stimulate economic growth, widen opportunities for employment, and encourage the safe recreational activities. The Railroad Advisory Board will work with the railroad operator, governmental agencies, economic development groups, and private parties to identify and promote sites that will support railroad activities. All right, do we have any comments or questions about that?
Well said.
Chair Weaver?
Yes.
Is that the mission statement?
The mission statement?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So in work I've done with strategic plans, typically it's a very tight, concise statement. Have you guys tried to reduce that down? Because it seems like there's a lot of objectives in that mission statement.
Well, we took it from three paragraphs to one.
Yeah.
So what I heard you say is you wanted to have a successful railroad. That was a benefit to the citizens of Clark County?
Yeah, but that includes a lot more things than just being successful. I mean, it more defines what successful is.
Correct, and that's typically when you get into objectives. So how are you going to make it successful? And then you would list out those things. It's just a thought.
I think in response to what you said, Rocky, in your perspective, the first sentence with the mission statement.
Say that again, Kent.
I think what Rocky's saying is that the first sentence of our mission statement, in his perspective, is the mission statement. Or something very close to it.
I think this is just a broader, giving more. We don't have the objectives delineated in our operation, and that's what we do on an annual or semi-annual or biannual basis, determine what we're going to do to meet these goals or of the mission statement. So it's a moving target.
No, I understand that. If I was at a Wendy's and you're standing in line to get Frosties, and I said, oh, you're on the railroad board, what's your mission? Could you remember that whole paragraph? And usually it's just a real quick statement. I'm in the park business because I like to provide outdoor memories.
So we used to have a member by the name of Dick Carroll that he summed up by saying we have the power of the suggestion. And that's one of the things we're trying to delineate. We really don't have any, we can't tell the operator what to do. We're kind of working a fine line between the county and the operator and the governmental agencies. You know, we're trying to get them all to work together, but we're really just trying to schmooze our way into these spots. So it's a little difficult.
Well, I mean, you can sum up this in a mission statement, but no, I wouldn't be able to recite the entire thing, but I would be able to summarize it in a fashion that would be understandable. But this, I think, hits everything that we want to hit without having to go through, you know, a lot of objectives on in total. It covers everything we want to do.
And 2 months ago, if somebody would have said, do we have a mission statement, I think most people on the board would have said no. And I think 2 months from now, well, maybe 6 months from now, if somebody says, do we have a mission statement, probably the board then will probably say, I don't know. That's something we really rely on.
And
I'm personally happy with the way it is.
Well, I'm using the power suggestion, that's all.
Okay.
Well, we could make you the mission statement committee.
I'd be happy to draft something up and you can slaughter it. In
No, you.
All right. Do I hear a motion to accept this as the mission statement? Or is there a further comment about changing it to something else?
I'll make a motion to accept it as is.
This is Lloyd. I second the
motion. Okay, moved and seconded that we accept the mission statement as delineated. Any further questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Mission statement is, the suggested mission statement is accepted by this board to be approved as we go forward. Now, we have
here's the
bylaws.
Draft and the file. This is draft after our last draft. So.
This is the fold. Which one's the report? Okay, there we go. Okay. Have we all read the bylaws as revised? I know Kent spent a lot of time going through these and boiling them down and making them into bylaws that encompass everything we need to. Changes the nomenclature of everybody, the county council and who needs to do what and how we need to move forward. Anybody have any comments or questions about the proposed bylaws? Do I hear a, go ahead.
Yeah, we put a lot more time into this because we have relied on these. You know, this is the second or third rewrite in probably the last 3 years. I don't know, how long has it been since the door was here? It's been a while.
Well, the bylaws were original. When I became chair, we had no bylaws. We had no mission statement. We had no... we didn't even look at the code at that time. But anyway, we had none. And Lynn, and I forget her last name, who was the then director of the bus service, C-Tran, volunteered to draft minutes or draft bylaws for us, and she tailored them after what C-Tran had for their bylaws and presented it to us, and we tweaked it and went through that process and approved those bylaws. And I don't think they have been changed since then.
Well,
we changed it a little bit, but not
big time.
We changed it for I guess term of officers and
appointments.
How they were done, because we got into an entanglement with one of the counselors really at the time. At any rate, they were changed in the interim, and now we've gone through and looked at them, and I know Kent did a yeoman's job of looking through them and tailoring them after his experience, and then we all took a shot at them and tweaked them and came up with this set of bylaws, which encompasses everything that we believe needs to be in there.
If there aren't any objections, can we vote to
Yep.
Somebody makes a motion.
Yep.
I make a motion.
Turn on your microphone.
I move that we make a motion to approve the bylaws unless anyone has objection to their content.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. We accept these bylaws as drafted by the committee. Anybody have any questions, further questions or comments regarding the bylaws? So the motion would be that we would recommend that these bylaws be approved for use by the Railroad Advisory Board and put forth through the appropriate review channels. Any other questions? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the bylaws are approved as distributed. So we have now a proposed mission statement, code section revision, and bylaws for the Railroad Advisory Board to be approved by legal counsel and the counselors. What's next?
I think the last thing on the agenda is the subcommittee on agenda items.
Yep. Okay. I know we've been working on that. Do you have anything to report, John?
Okay. Well, yeah, we had a meeting, and I call it the task committee because we're figuring out what things we need to do, and basically it boils down to two things. One, our old standby, dealing with our elected representatives and trying to get some money, and two, trying to get 5517 enacted so we can get some development along the rail line. And we're getting a good early start on it, but we got a couple things that we got to get in, out of the way before we can really get moving. One is the election, because we got a lot of open seats, and it's not a good time to talk to people that are running for these seats. One, we don't know who's going to be elected, and two, they don't want to talk to you unless you got a check. And I checked the railroad board's coffers, and there's no money.
We can't hear.
Okay, I checked the railroad board's coffers, and we have no money. So unless Dan's going to give us some money out of his personal riches, we're not going to be doing that. The second thing is, and this is the most important, is it's going to be hard to proceed without the county being willing to proceed without settling this lawsuit. And that is for the elected officials, the county has to be willing to instruct their lobbyists that it's a priority for the county to start getting more funds coming to the railroad.
And there's a problem with the volume.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. It's better. Thank
okay,
you.
If the county has such a problem with Eric that they're not going to be willing to lobby on his behalf at Olympia, then that's going to put us in a spot, because if you're sitting there face to face with the legislator looking for money, and they say, you know, why should we give you money when your own county isn't willing to lobby on your behalf? That's going to be a spot. And we have the same problem with 5517. Even if they settle the lawsuit today, 5517 has, you know, a long process ahead. You know, they have to adopt it, they have to decide which parcels are going to be in it, and then they're going to have to go through a court challenge, which could take a year or more. If they're willing to do that now, hopefully by the time they get through this, this deal with Eric will be over and we can move ahead. If they're not willing to do that, then we're going to be wasting our time trying to push ahead 5517 without their okay. So Dan is going to be talking to Kathleen Otto and the county counselors to find out their temperature on this. If they're willing to proceed on these without the settlement of the lawsuit, then I think we're going to be able to go in guns blazing and get things accomplished. If they're not willing to do this, then I think we're going to have to take a step back and think of another strategy here, because the way of going at it like we normally do isn't going to work. So right now with our group, we got a lot of people willing to do a lot of work, but I need to make sure that if we're going to do the work, it's going to be something that's going to bear fruit.
Just I guess in support of that, the county has gone ahead and approved, I guess, grants that we've gotten so far. So there, it's not that they're fighting, anybody's fighting us about getting grants to improve the railroad. So we can, to some extent, do that, but it is much more plausible to get money if we have the county supporting us in a lobbying effort in Olympia. I know Eric and his lobbyist, Amber Carter, is doing that, and they, at one point, Amber was working with the county to help that effort. So hopefully that continues that way. Eric, I know, has told me he's operating the railroad as if he's going to continue forever right now, because, you know, he put a little siding in up above whatever it is, that crossing on 78th, he put a siding in up there, and plus he's putting that 7 acres that he has there off of 78th, he's improving that. I don't know what he's going to do there, but I think that's his repair yard or his service yard that he's going to put in there. So he's continuing to put money and effort into the railroad as if he's going to continue. Last time I spoke to him, which has been some time ago, he indicated that he thought things were going in the right direction, but very slowly. So we'll see what happens. I think we have I think we have a chance to get some things done this year and into next year. And the lobbying effort obviously has to start in January, February, because that's when the session starts. And as soon as as John indicated, the election is over, that's when you need to target the people who are going to be in the positions to be able to do something. We're losing Vicki Kraft, who was a very good supporter. But I think some of the others that are looking to come on are supportive of the railroad. Okay, anything else? Anybody have any other questions about it? There is some good information coming from this group that John is working with, and good information in terms of being able to continue to project the positive nature of the railroad and what it can do, taking traffic off the road and doing some things to really benefit Clark County. So.
That's Mark.
Mark, yeah. He's the guy that's fresh out of the business.
He knows all their secrets.
Yeah, that's right. He still knows some secrets.
Don, I was actually, I got information from the Shoreline Association. They're very happy to give us some information. I mined some information on my own on the internet, and then I had some, I still had some contacts that fed me some information on it. But there's a lot of good information out there about Shoreline. It's very positive, and it really gets to the point of how they support industry out there in a lot of the communities, and they're very. I don't think people really realize how beneficial short lines are out there when they have one. And I truly think in this case, you know, you really have a diamond in the rough here, maybe a little bit, because I see a lot of opportunities. I mean, it really bisects a lot of the county out there. It goes through the more populous areas, and I think there's some opportunities for some growth. Industrial growth out there, which we mentioned. I don't know that much about it or the tax advantages, but I understand there's some pretty good tax advantages if you can attract some of the larger businesses and want to ship by rail. So I'm kind of hoping that it does move in that direction.
Yeah, one of the things that just jumped out of me of that paper he sent us was that another benefit of using short rail transportation is that it's far less harmful to the planet. According to the EPA, railroads account for 40% of U.S. freight movements, but only 2.1% of the U.S. transportation-related greenhouse gas emissions. Moving freight by rail rather than truck reduces associated greenhouse gas emissions by 75%. If just 10% of the American freight currently moving by trucks was shifted to rail transportation, 1.5 billion gallons of fuel would be saved per year, and greenhouse gas emissions would fall by roughly 17 million tons. I like those numbers.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
So you're speaking from some information that Mark provided.
From the Short Line Rail Association.
I'll pass it around, and we'll make sure it's on the website. I didn't get it in time to send it out electronically today.
That's
but
fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any new business that we need to bring up?
I was going to say I probably should have put draft on that.
I mean, it's going into Columbia tomorrow.
Is it just one page?
I don't know.
And this was just for informational purposes, so we will send it around to those who regularly attend, but it won't be published on the website or anything like that.
Okay, any new business that we need to discuss?
We have an August meeting.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing we need to talk about. We normally do not have an August meeting, and since we do not have a lot of things on our agenda, that we could probably skip the August meeting if everyone's in agreement. Any commentary on that, not having an August meeting?
If there's no objection, I move that we vote to forego our August meeting.
That won't be here.
I have a motion and a second by Jim Pearson and John Schaefer to forego the August meeting as we have in past years, and we'll resume our meetings in September. Any questions, comments on that? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, any questions, anything good of the order, anybody want to talk about? Well, first of all, let's go to, did you have anything from the public that you wanted to talk about real quickly?
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else online?
Anybody online? Yeah.
No. Okay. Any for the good of the order? Anything else from anybody else on the committee? Okay. Let's adjourn.
Bye, everybody.
See you later.
Good. Have a good summer, and we'll see you in September.
Okay.